holden bei der sixth Perek hier, da vor Samachai Mebeis. Elu dvorim be Pesach, doichin es der Shabbos. These are the avoidus of the Korban Pesach, that when Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, it's even doichin Shabbos, you're allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Shchitosoi, you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, it's Erev Pesach is Shabbos, the geshechter is doichin Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara how we know it. Uzrikas domoy, you let him make his rika to dam, take the dam and make his rika that's mutter to do even on Shabbos. Umicho kirbo, cleaning out the inside, the kishkas of the behemo, that's also mutter to do on Shabbos. Like Rashi said before, speak Gemara, v'taymish lo yasrichu. This has to be done on Shabbos, because if you don't clean out, take out the kishkas, the inside, or make the whole behemo stink, smell. And that's not nice. So therefore, this is doicha Shabbos. V'haktor as chelboy. Who then you're allowed to burn the chelov of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, that's all the avoidus, which is doicha Shabbos. This you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That's called the avoidus, the Korban itself. Zodimara, Mishna, Avotzliyosoi. But that if you want to roast the Korban Pesach, like we said, the mitzvah is to roast it, or else v'yadochas kirbov, to wash off the inside, v'adochas kirbov, this you could do at night, to wash them off. Einam doichem as a Shabbos. These things are not doichem Shabbos. Since you could be tzaleya, roast the meat at night, which will be Mitzoy Shabbos on Pesach it's mutter to roast, so you have to wait till nighttime after Shabbos to roast it. And Rashi says, Tliyosav yadochas kibbut ein doichem. The efshah mishatechshach. These things you could do at nighttime. And that's the klal. Anything you could do at night, which does not have to be doichem Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Vaitam, ha-kavosoi. Let's say you have to carry it. Like your Korban Pesach is far away and it can't come by itself. You have to carry it on your kesef, on your back. Or else, v'yavosoi mechutz letchum. Let's say the Korban Pesach was outside the Yerushalayim. Chutz letchum. Or you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Or else, v'chatichas yabalosoi. If you want to cut off a yabelot in the growth, like a ward, which you have either on the behemo, or else maybe the Kohen has it, which will pass them from the avoido. Or else the behemoth, which is possible if he has this ward on him. So the mal, if you cut off the ward, that makes it mutter. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Ein doichen es a Shabbos. These things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos for the reason because you should have done these things before Shabbos. Something that could have been done before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Like Rashi says, hakavosoi. Al ketef odm. Somebody wants to carry it on the shoulders. Lehaviyo. It's a small lamb you want to bring. Leyazoro derech l'shus rabin. You want to carry it through the Rishus Rabbin. Afal pi sheinu el issa shvus the Rabbonin. Even though there's only an issa the Rabbonin here, why the Kaimlon we hold chai noisya satsmoi. Even by a behema, this sabor is, a behema really carries himself, so there's no issa the Raisa. Still we say, ein doichem. Still you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Tehevele lemevet me'esmo. You should have done this before Shabbos. You should have brought your korban to the Yazara before Shabbos. V'chein havayosem chus etchum. The same thing, if you have your animal outside the Tchum Shabbos of Yerushalayim, you could have brought it inside Yerushalayim before Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do this Issa the Rabbanon of carrying it Chutz L'Tchum, bringing the Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. V'chatichas yabalosoi, for ruya blaz, if you have a ward, some growth on your fingers, v'choytcho b'tziporno, even to cut it off with your nails, oy b'shinov, or else with your teeth. Eino el l'shvus, it's only osim the Rabbanon to cut it off with your teeth or with your nails. Dimlocho klacha yadu. Because that's not a malacha d'iraisa, you're doing with some type of a shinui. Mid'iraisa, if you take a knife and cut off a growth, that would be also mid'iraisa. You're being oikedov and migaduloi. Mashenkin here, you're just cutting it off with your teeth or with your nails, it's only an issa d'rabbonin. Still, we say it's not doicha Shabbos, because you should have done this Friday before Shabbos. This is the Stam Mishnah. Now, Omer Rebbe Lezer says not like that. V'aloi dinu, he says, I have a kalbachoyim, I have a svara. Ma'arim shchita. Ma'aduch when you had Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. That you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Shchita shi mishum malocha. To do a shchita, to shech the animal on a regular Shabbos, stam to shech an animal, is an issa d'iraisa. It's one of the lamates malochas. Shi mishum malocha. Still doich is a Shabbos. We say you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Is elu. She mishum shvus. These last three things of just carrying the animal, or else bringing a chus l'tchum, or else if there's a growth on the animal, you want to cut it off. That's his only issa the Rabbonin, lo yidches a Shabbos. Shouldn't for sure this be doicha Shabbos. That's Rebbe Lezer svaras. That these things that are only yosim with the Rabbonin were not goyzer b'mokum the Korban Pesach. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Omalei Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua told back to Rebbe Yeshua, no. To Rebbe Lezer, no. Avarai, not like you. Yom Tov Yechiach, a regular Yom Tov, I'll bring you a raya. She'atiru boy mishum locha, on a regular Yom Tov, certain melochas you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do oichel nefesh, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov. V'yosu boy mishum shvus, but the raloch is of Yisuru d'rabbonin that are still nagei on Yom Tov. L'mosh, you're not allowed to carry something chutz l'tchum on Yom Tov. So even though you're allowed to cook it, you're allowed to do an issi d'rais on Yom Tov, still you see Yisuru d'rabbonin, they kept, you're not allowed to carry the food chutz l'tchum. So the same story is applied by the Korban Pesach. Even though they were mati you on Shabbos Erev Pesach to shech the Korban Pesach, to do the melochem, but that's only something that has to be done. Something that doesn't have to be done, chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to do it. Omalei Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer said back, there's no raya, there's no kasha. Omalei Rebbe Lezer, Maza Yeshua, what kind of raya are you asking me, Yeshua? Ma raya reshus lemitzvah. What are you bringing me raya from a regular Yom Tov? A regular Yom Tov, true, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov. Let's say the food is chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to bring the food into the tchum on Yom Tov. Now to bring the food in, that's called reshus. That's not the tzorach gevoya for the Eibishter, that's just called something you want to do. Mashenken the mitzvah. I'm Rebbe Lez is talking about now Mishnah about things for the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Like in case where the person forgot to bring the Korban Chutz Tzachum before Shabbos. As he forgot to bring his Korban's lamb, he's standing outside Yerushalayim Chutz Tzachum, and now it's Shabbos Erev Pesach, he forgot to bring it in. So I'm saying Mishum Mitzvah, you're allowed to bring it in. That's what Rebbe Lez is saying. How could you bring me a raya from regular Rishus, just something you want to do for yourself, when I'm talking about doing things for Shemayim, for Gevoya? Maybe for Gevoya, but it's Mutter. Like Rashi says, Ma raya reshus lemitzvah, achilas head yit reshus. Not that we want to eat on Yom Tov, that's only called reshusi. But tzorach Gevoya mitzvah. But Rebbe Lezer says, by the Korban Pesach, if a person forgot to carry it into the tchum before Shabbos, it's called tzorach mitzvah. It's called tzorach Gevoya for the Korbanis. He. V'yem hemidu chachomim isra shvush lem b'mokim reshus, yamidu ap b'mokim mitzvah b'tmiyah. Like, what's your raya? Sure, I'm asking to you on a regular Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry chutz l'tchum. But you have no raya, what would be on a regular, on fear for tzorah gevoya? For kabonis, maybe they will make up for tzorah kabonis, there could be they will make up. This is still the machlokes. Rebbe Lezer holds that these isurah, the rabbonis, the shvusim, are mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to carry your korban pesach if you forgot to bring it from before Shabbos chutz l'tchum. Rosh can carry it on your back, because only osim the rabbonis, because the behemoth chai noisi esatzmai, really with the rice that's carrying itself. And what then? You're allowed to cut off a ward that's on the behemoth that makes it possible. You're allowed to cut it off with the shinui. Use your teeth or your hands. It's only yosim with the rabbonin, and the rabbonin will make with tzarech the korban pesach. That's Rebbe Lezer shita. Yeheshev Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva now we ask another question back to Rebbe Lezer. The yomar hazor tochiach. I'll bring your raya from an issa the rabbonin of hazor. Hazor is if somebody was a tomei meis. The halacha is you don't become tor until you have hazor. They have to sprinkle from you from the mechatis on the third day and the seventh day. They have to take the mechatis, they burnt the paradum and put it into water and spritz it on you. So halacha is hazor techiach shimishum shvus. It's on an issa. It's on shimishum mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that a person should become tor v'mishum shvus, and it's only yosim the rabbanon. V'mishum yeah. V'ama hazor techiach hazor will be a raya shimishum mitzvah. V'hi mishum shvus, it's only yosim ad rabbonin, v'yena doicha to Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos. Let's see Rashi, hazor tochiach, v'tomei mei shechal shviya shaloi lios b'Shabbos erev Pesach. Somebody that touched the mei 7 days ago, before Pesach, and the seventh day now is erev Pesach, which comes out on Shabbos. So this person now is still tomei. How does he become tor? Today, on the seventh day, you have to spritz on him from the mei chattis. Now today is Shabbos. Still we say he's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because midrabbonin there's an issa to spritz the mechatis on you. That's only yosim midrabbonin. And now it's Shabbos, still we say you're not allowed to do it. And this is a big tzorach gevoya, says Rashi. Shim lo yaza, because if we don't spritz it on you, lo yaza piskoi. You're not allowed to bring a korban pesach. Because right now you're tummy still. And if you're tummy, you can't bring a korban pesach because you can't eat the meat at night. A tummy person is not allowed to eat the meat at night. So the only way you become Tor, if they're going to spritz on you today, on Shabbos, this mechatis. Still we said the loch is you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Kiva Shittim. You're not allowed to do it. Now to do the sprinkle, this mechatis on you, it's only Yosem and Rabbonin. There's no malachal sprinkle it on you. Ela mischazei kemesaken gavrum. Midrabbonin it's also because it looks like you're fixing something. Because the person is tamei. Now when they sprinkle this mechatas on you, makes you tor, so it looks like you're fixing up somebody, which is also midrabbonin. So there's only yes to the rabbonin. Still midrabbonin, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Kiva's raya, as you see, even he's through the rabbonins. The rabbonin still said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, even though it's stopping you from being able to bring a Korban Pesach. So you see, the rabbonin did make the Isurim even not to do a Korban Pesach. Is Avato, the Rebbe Kiva, you Rebbe Lezer, Al Tetama, don't wonder, our Elu, on these things that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to carry your Korban Pesach, Chus Tetchum on Shabbos. Shafal Pi Shemisha Mitzvah, even though you want to carry your Korban Pesach, for the purpose to bring the Korban Pesach, Vein Mishum Shvus. And the Issa to carry your Korban is only Midirabonin, because the Behema Chai is Noisya Satsmoy, carries itself Midiraisa. Still, Lo Yitchas Shabbos. So the Rebbe Kiva, still the Mishnah is right, these things are not Doicha Shabbos. Because since these things you could have done Erev Shabbos, whatever you could have done Erev Shabbos is not Toicha Shabbos. Omar Lo Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer said, for your Leia Nidan, Rebbe Lezer, Eina Chanami, back to Rebbe Kiva, I'm done, I argue on you. Omar Yim Shchita Shemishu Melocha, Toicha Shabbos, Maduch, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to Shech the Korban Pesach, even though it's an Issi Deraisa. Hazor, in this case where a person is a Tomei Meis, and the seventh day comes out on Erev Pesach, Shemishum Shvus, the Issa not to sprinkle him is only Midrabonin. Din hu shadoichas Shabbos, enech nami. Rabbi Lezer said this is also doichas Shabbos. Like, why not? It's only Yenissa the Rabbonin sprinkling him, and to do it, he'll become Tor, and he'll be able to bring us Korban Pesach. That's called Tzarech Gevoya. For sure it's Mutter. This is again Rabbi Lezer, this is also Mutter. Omula Rabbi Kiva told that to Rabbi Lezer, I hold not like that. I hold that this Hazor sprinkling the Mechatish you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're asking me a question. If you're allowed to do the Shchita, which is an Issa D'Raisa, why can't you do this Poshtet Issa D'Rabbonin? So Rebbe Kiva said, I'll tell you the opposite way, maybe. Or Chilif, let's change it around. Marim Hazor, I know for sure you are not allowed to do the sprinkling on the person on Shabbos. So I'll tell you like this. Marim Hazor, Shi Mishum Shavus. It's only Yosem, Midrabbonin on Shabbos, still Ein Adoichat to Shabbos. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, even when it's Erev Pesach, and the person is Tomei, he won't be able to bring us Korban Pesach because of this. So maybe Shchita, Enoch Nami, the Shchita, the Shechti animal, Shemishu Melocha, which that's an Issa, that's one of the Lamates Melochis, and the Din Shalai Titchas Shabbos. Maybe Enoch Nami, like Kiva wants to say how strong he holds his Svara. So maybe true, maybe not even the Shchita should not be Doicha Shabbos. Omolar Yablezer, Shablezer told back to him, Akiva, or Kato Mashkosava Torah, that you can't say. You're taking away something, you're uprooting something that says in the Torah. Or Kato Mashkosava Torah, B'moyadoi. The Pasuk says, you bring the Korban Pesach B'moyadoi at its right time. At its right time means, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. Where the Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, or where it comes out on Shabbos, a Korban Pesach has to be brought. So there's enough in the Pasuk that says, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva, tell me now, maybe no? So Omaloi, so Rabbi Kiva said like this, Omaloi, Rabbi, Haboli Moyed Le'elu Kemoyed L'Shchita. It's Einach Nami, 100% right. Where the Torah says, Moyadoi, it has to be done today. Today is the time to do it and no other time. Havad, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Shchita. When is the time you're allowed to Shech the Korban Pesach? Only on Yud Dalet Nisan, after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, that's the only time. So if today is Shabbos, you're allowed to do it today. Mashenkin, these other things, is the time to do it only today. You could have done it yesterday. You could have carried your behemah yesterday to Yerushalayim. You could have brought it chus tchum yesterday. You could have cut off the ward on the animal yesterday. So therefore, klal omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says the klal is like this. Kol malocha sheh shalasayisim erev Shabbos. Anything that you could have done erev Shabbos, you should have cut off the ward of the animal before Shabbos. You should have brought it into Yerushalayim. You should have carried it to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos. Then we say, Ein Adoicha to Shabbos. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos for the Korban Pesach. Masheke and Shchita, the actual shechting of the Korban Pesach, Sheyesh Shalasoysim Yerushalayim Shabbos. That you can't do before Shabbos. Because it's puzzle. The Zman Shchita's Korban Pesach is Badavka on Yud Dalet Venitin after Chatzos. So if Yud Dalet comes out on Shabbos, Doicha to Shabbos. Then it's Doicha Shabbos. So the kids said, this is the machlokes, the mishnah between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kiva says anything he could have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos, and Rabbi Lezer says he has his kal v'chaim and no. Madach yisim malachis. the Torah was matter to do it for Korban Pesach, it is Svara, all these Surah the Rabbanis also go off. Anything you want to do now for the purpose of your Korban Pesach is mutter to do on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Lezer's Svara. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Torah was only matter because these things you can't do before. But anything you could have done before, you have no right to do it on Shabbos. That's the Machlokes.
You couldn't make him tired.
Oh, right, right. Hazor is a different story, right, right. Right, according to this story, you have to know why Hazor is the loser. That was seen in the Gemara, right. Hazor is a special listener, right. See, Hazor, the Rabbanan asked the Stam, you never let us sprinkle a person. That's a Stam Shmuz. So even though now it comes down there with Pesach, when it's a question to making the guy turn out, they didn't take off their Yisurim. This we'll see, right. This we'll see in the Gemara. This the Gemara doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say the reason for that. Tana Rabbanan. Halacha zu nis alma mibnei b'seira. By Vene Bisera, they once forgot this halacha that says in the Mishnah. So Rashi Shepesu Dersa Shadrich Shabbos. They forgot this halacha that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could you bring the korban or not? They forgot the halacha. So Rashi Bnei Bisera Nesiim Hoyu. They were the Nesiim. They were the kings, the presidents then, and they forgot the halacha. Is Pamachas Chalar Baosulius for Shabbos? One time Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Shachachu. The Nesiim then forgot. For Lo Yodu, they didn't know. In Pesach, Zoychus HaShabbos Simlav, is it yes or not? Omru, so they said, Chlum Yesh Odom Shiyodeyim Pesach Zoychus HaShabbos Simlav. They asked around, made a big announcement in Shul, does anybody know this halacha? If Pesach comes, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could you bring the Korban Pesach or not? They asked the question. Omru Lehem, so they answered back, Odom Echad Yesh, there's one person here in the group, Sheolami Bovel, he came up from Bovel, for Hillel HaBavli Shmoy. His name was Hillel HaBavli, the famous Hillel. Sheshimei Shnei Gederli Ador. He learned by two Gederli Ador, Shmayav Avtalion. He was a Talmud that learned by Shmayav Avtalion. For Yodayan, he for sure knows this halacha. In Pesach, Deich Es HaShabbos Imlav. He for sure would know this halacha. Pesach, Deich Es HaShabbos Anat. So Shochol, they sent for Hillel. The Koruloi, they called him. Omruloi, they asked him. Klumat to Yodayan, do you know? In my Pesach, Deich Es HaShabbos, in a case like now, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could we bring the korban or not? Imlav or not? Omer lehem, he said, answered back, V'chi Pesach echad yesh lanu bashana. Is it only once a year that you have this question, only one korban could you bring on Shabbos? Shadoich at the Shabbos, like you're asking me. V'aloi harbe yoysim imasayim sochim. There's like more than 200 kavanas that are brought on Shabbos throughout the year. Yesh lanu bashana, we have throughout the year. Shadoich in the Shabbos. That come throughout the Shabbos. In other words, the korban atomid. On every Shabbos, we bring two kavanas. We bring a tomid shel shachar and a tomid shel ben abayim. That's two kavanas every Shabbos. So now there are 50 Shabbos, let's say through 52. Let's say 50 throughout the year. So you have two every Shabbos, that's 100. And you have two musafim every Shabbos, shnei kvasim for the musaf. That's four kavanas every Shabbos that's brought. That's at least 200 kavanas brought every Shabbos. Now let's say a Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you have more. So there are for sure more than 200 kavanas brought throughout the year on Shabbos. And what's the reason why? Because by Korban HaTovid it says the word v'moyadoi, at its time. Mashma, no matter when it is, this is the time you have to bring it. So he holds the same svar as by Korban Pesach also. The Pesach says v'moyadoi, at its time, on Yud Dalet, you have to bring the Korban Pesach, no matter what. Whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Chol, on Yud Dalet you have to bring it. So that's the way he answered back. Yeshon HaShadechot HaShabbos. Omru loy, so they asked Hillel, Minayin l'cho, how do you know this? Omru lehem, he answered back, Nema mo'yadoi bepesach. It says the word mo'adoi at its time, nagei to korban pesach. V'nema mo'yadoi betomid. It says at its time by korban tomid. The korban tomid has to be brought every single day. V'yoin en bo'eriv. And it says v'mo'yadoi. So ma mo'yadoi yom betomid. Just like the word mo'yadoi that it says by the korban atomid that we bring every single day, two times a day. Doiches Shabbos, that everybody knows that on Shabbos you bring the Korban HaTomid, you bring two of them, and you bring two Musafim also, is Af Mayadu Yom HaPesach, Doiches Shabbos. Who Adin, when the Torah says the word Mayadoi, at its time, by Korban Pesach, it also means that whenever Yud Dalet comes out, that's when you have to bring the Korban Pesach. Whether it comes out on the weekday, whether it comes out on Shabbos, the Mayadoi says you have to bring it then. That's one Svarim. V'yoyv Zokhilo Lahava Kal V'choyma. Who? It's a Kal V'choyma, it's like a Svarim. Oh, ma atomid, ma duch the posha the korban atomid that we bring in the morning in Be'er, Ben Arbayim. Shein oinish chorus. If you forgot, if they didn't bring the korban atomid one day, there's no chiyuv chorus. Stam, they were mevatel the mitzvah sasei. But you don't get an oinish of chorus to get killed early because of that. Doich, it's a Shabbos. still the locker which you're supposed to bring the Korban HaTomid on every Shabbos, Pesach. If somebody does not bring his Korban Pesach, Shoinish Koris. For not bringing a Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv Koris. Is Eino Din Shadrecha the Shabbos? For sure I should say it should be Drecha Shabbos. So that's Mel, that's his Kalvachoyim in Svarim. Mardukhai know that a regular Korban HaTomid is Drecha Shabbos, it's even without a Gzerah Shavah. Even if it wouldn't be for the words, for Moyadah, Moyadah, the Gzerah Shavah. Stam and Svarim. Once I see that a Korban HaTomid is allowed to be brought on Shabbos, so for sure you're allowed to bring a Korban HaPesach. Because for not bringing a Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv Koris involved. That's what Hillel answered. Let's see Rashi. V'chi Pesach echad yesh donash derechat ha-Shabbos, v'lo yesim u'masayim psochin yesh donash derechat ha-Shabbos. Kloymar, yesim u'masayim kabonos yesh derechat Shabbos b'shona. There are more than 200 kabonos we bring on Shabbos throughout the year. Chamishim shaboshos ha-shona v'chol Shabbos b'shona. Ya 50, let's say, shaboshos throughout the year. V'chol Shabbos b'shabbos arbo. We bring four kabonos. Kvosim, we bring four kvosim, four lambs. Shnayim l'tamidim, two for a korban tamid, or shnayim l'masafim, harei mosayim. You have at least 200 throughout the year being brought on Shabbos. Levad, excluding, the Shabbos shevatech Pesach, when you have Pesach, uvatech achag in the middle of your sukkis, shekreivim ben musafim ayayim. On Shabbos sukkis, you bring special musafim al sukkis, or else yomtiv. Shivas tloyim v'pesach, v'yarva also l'chag. So the kids said there are much more than 200 kabonos being brought on Shabbos throughout the year. So what's your suffix? So that's where you answer back these two svaras. Either it's moyada moyadoi, or else the svar is the answer kal v'choyma. That's what Hillel answered back. So the Gemara, miyad, right away, miyad, hoishivuhu b'rosh. They made him the president. They made him like the king. So Hillel, or minu nosi alein, they made him for the president over them. He was the nosi. For hayadoyrish koloyam kula vilchata pesach. And he started to give drushes. He knew much more than everybody else. He started to give them drushes, teach them Hilchas HaPesach. He's called Mekantrim B'dvorim. And while he was talking Hillel, he started to a little bit rank them out a little bit. Mekantrim B'dvorim, he gave it to them a little bit. He spoke a little bit, maybe too stark he spoke to them. Mekantrim B'dvorim. Omer lehem, Migorim Lochem, She'ela Mibovel, V'yelya Nasi Lechem. Who caused it? That I should be the one to come up from Bovel, and I became the king, or became the Nasi, the president over you? Atzlis shohoysa b'chem. It's your fault. You are atzolim. You are lazy. It's your laziness. Shleshimashtem shnei gederli ador shmai ratalyim. Because few people also should have come up to Yushalayim and learned from my big rebbein that I learned from. He said, I also used to be in Bavel. And it's called Hillel Mibavli. Hillel first lived in Bavel. But Hillel wasn't lazy. He traveled up to Yushalayim and learned by Shmai Vatalvian. That's why Shtaygeres to be the big Hillel. Then he came back to Bavel. So while he was giving them the drushes, he told all of them, hey, you know why you don't know anything? And I know so much because I went to Yushalayim. I wasn't lazy. But you are lazy people. That's why you don't know so much. That's called Mekantrim B'dvarim. He started to give it to him a little bit. So what we'll see in Amid Bey's Vaishti is called a little bit Yehura. A little bit Vagaivanik that Hillel had. Even though it's always brought down Hillel was a big oniv, but here I saw Teichat Devarim, he said a little bit too much. So because this, the Gemara Rabbi says, he forgot halachah. When somebody comes about Gaivinik, Maisa Yehuram, because of that, his only shis, he forgets halachis. So that was this Maisa now. Omru Loi, Rebbe. So now the yet Hillel Lashaila. Shochach Lohevi Sak Nero Shabbos. What's going to be if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? You're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, but we forgot to bring our knives to the Azara before Shabbos. Mahu. Am I allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the Beis Hamikdash? That was my shayla. I can't make the shechita without a knife. And you're not only kabonis to brew, thousands of kabonis, they need a lot of knives. Mustam, you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Shabbos. That would be nisid reisim, some of tikkun mona there. So, Guru, you had to have a lot of knives there before Shabbos in order to do so many shechitas. So they said, what's going to be if somebody forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos? Does he have a heter to bring it on Shabbos or not? Omalahem, so Hillel said, Halacha zu shamati. I remember learning this halacha, v'shachachti, but I forgot it. That's the Gemara saying. It was an oinish min hashemayim, but I forgot the halacha, because he acted like a little bit of a bagaivanik. Ella, he said, Hanach lem Yisrael, leave the Yidin alone, and may Nevi'im heim, b'nei Nevi'im heim. If they're not Nevi'im, they're children of Nevi'im, means that Mestam the Eivishter will give them the right psak. Mestam they'll do the right way. Is Lamocha, what happened tomorrow attack on Shabbos? By the halacha lemaisa, he couldn't answer them. So came tomorrow on Shabbos, is Misha Pischa Tlev. Somebody brought a Tlev, brought a sheep for the Korban. It has a lot of wool on it. It's Teichle B'Simra. What they did was, they took their knife and stuck it into the tzemer, into the wool of the animal, and let the animal carry the knife to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's only Nisa the Rabbonin. It's only a teklach yad. It's only, it wasn't called the real carrying, because that's not a derech to carry it that way. The yisur would be is mechamer. You're not let it do work with your animal on Shabbos. So if you put bundles on top of your animal and let your animal carry it for you, that's an issur d'oraisa of mechamer. You're making your animal carry things for you on Shabbos. But here was kalach hayad. It wasn't the normal manner of carrying it. It was b'shinui. So it's only an issur d'rabbonin. So that really was a shayla. Are you allowed to do this issur d'rabbonin of carrying the knife to the Beis HaMikdash today to bring the Korban Pesach or not? That was the shayla. He forgot that locham. But Lamai said that's what they did. And the Gemara is soon going to say they did the right way. Yitaka, they were allowed to do this. But that's what they did. Whoever had a sheep stuck his knife in the wool. Misha Pisugdi, whoever used the goat. A goat doesn't have a wool. He has a beard. He has. It's the beard. He can't stick the knife in the beard. Is Toichvei Ben Karnav. The answer was in between his horns. That's where they stuck the knife. Also, Kalach Yad, a Shino abnormal manner, which is only Yosim and Rabbonim, that's where they did it. The Gemara says, Ro Mais, after Hillel saw them doing this, Veniskra Locha, now talk to remember the Locha. The Omer and Hillel told them, Kach Mukablanim, if he's Shmai Vatalion. This is the way Taikar is Makabala heard from a Rebbe, Shmai Vatalion. The what? That he said like this, Omer. Vatalion. This is the way I heard. In other words, that you did right, the Rashi says. You are allowed to do this. This is the halacha that you are allowed to do this. Okay, since it's only an issur of the Rabbonin, and this issur of the Rabbonin is mamish now with Sarek for the Korban Pesach, otherwise you can't shech the animal. So this shvus, they were mekel. Even though the shvusim and the mishnah, they weren't mekel, but this shvus, they were mekel on. Yeah. Omamar, says before. So Hillel told them, Nema Mayadei B'Pesach, it says the word in the Torah Mayadei by Korban Pesach, V'Nema Mayadei B'Tomid, it says in the Torah by bringing the Korban Atomid, it says the word Mayadei. Ma Mayadei Yom B'Tomid, just like the word Mayadei, it says by Korban Tomid, Doiches a Shabbos, because Poshe, the word Mayadei means every single day at this time you have to bring it, is Af Mayadei Yom B'Pesach, Doiches a Shabbos. The same way when the Torah says by Korban Pesach, Moy Adoy, at its right time, means no matter what time it is, any day that Yud Dalet comes out, whether it's on Shabbos or not, you have to bring the Korban Pesach. For the Gemara now, V'tomid Gufa Minolan. How do I know that by Korban Atomid Gufa the Dachi Shabbos? How do I know it's Dachi Shabbos? How do we know this halachom? Maybe the Tomid is only brought 6 days a week. When it comes out on Shabbos, maybe you're not allowed to bring it. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum dechsiv beba mayadoi, because you're a posuk word mayadoi. Like we're saying a tuna poshid. Be mayadoi means at its right time. At its right time means a tomid means every single day. So every single day it is its right time. So Shabbos is also its right time. So from the word be mayadoi alone means even on Shabbos. For the Gemara of that pshat, Pesach nam yechsiv beba mayadoi. Pesach Torah also says the word mayadoi. So why do you have to have a limud like a gzera shava for? If you could tell me the word itself mayadoi means at its right time, no matter what. So Pesach, I don't have to learn out Pesach from the Korban Tomid, but if I care, the same way I know by Korban Tomid, I know it by Korban Pesach, because the exact same word says in both places. The Gemara's Mashma have to learn out Korban Pesach from Korban Tomid. Now, if you know by Korban Tomid, because Poshid, that's the meaning of the word Mayada, even on Shabbos. So Pesach, I don't have to learn it out from Tomid. It says the word Mayada by Pesach. It means even on Shabbos. Ella, you have to say Moyada Lemashmule. No, Moyada could mean at its time when in the weekdays. The 6 days a week, that's when they bring in the Korban Atomid. But maybe on Shabbos not. Hochinami Moyada Lemashmule. Here also, by Korban Pesach or by Korban Atomid, the word Moyada alone does not have to mean even on Shabbos. Maybe no, maybe it only means in the weekday. So if it only means in the weekday, how do we know Taka by the Korban Atomid? You're allowed to bring it even on Shabbos. And the Gemara Elo Omakro, the Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, Al Oilas HaTomid. It's a special korban you bring on Shabbos, the Musafim on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Al Oilas HaTomid. You bring it after you brought the korban HaTomid on Shabbos. That's when you bring the Musafim of Shabbos. Michlal, the Tomid korban b'Shabbos. Here's an often apostate that you're allowed to bring the Tomid on Shabbos. Because it says you bring the Musafim on Shabbos, Al Tomid. On the Tomid, Mashmah, first you bring the Tomid Shoshachar, then you bring the Musafim. So the kids enough in the pasuk that you are allowed to bring the korban atomid on Shabbos. So now we know what is the taich of the word mayadoi even on Shabbos. So therefore, it's very good. We learn out korban pesach from tomid, just like by korban atomid mayadoi means even on Shabbos. But what you're now by korban pesach also mayadoi means even.